Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Many of us thought that with the end of the Cold War, that particular front in this global struggle to protect freedom was pretty much over. A man who didn't, I'm very pleased to say, is these days a vice president of the Center for Security Policy, our government relations czar. He is also a distinguished academic and author and journalist who has worked cases with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and otherwise helped expose what is going on in the way, particularly, of threats from the Kremlin, currently doing business as Vladimir Putin's kleptocracy. He is J. Michael Waller, an old friend and very, very valued colleague and always a welcome guest here at Secure Freedom Radio. Michael, glad to have you back.
Good to be back, Frank.
You have recently written a stupendous piece, I have to say, Michael, even by your illustrious standards, entitled Hillary Clinton's Russian Ghost Stories. It appeared at the Daily Caller last Friday. Tell us about this saga and what it portends for the ongoing controversy about Hillary Clinton and the Russians.
Well, there's a lot here, Frank. First of all, the Russians never stopped being our enemy, even when we were flooding aid into their country and trying to help them rebuild back in the 25 years ago. This case, though, shows how the Russian government, even before Putin, not only continued but built new deep cover underground agent networks here to infiltrate our government and our institutions.
And to the extent that they were running what are called illegals, this particular ring was at work for a long time. What do we know about when it was discovered and what its target was, certainly at least at the time that it was rolled up?
Well, the FBI said that it discovered the ring around the year 2000, and it had been working that for 10 years. So they burrowed in very far into it. They may have even taken control of the ring, and they were able to show how Russian agents who assumed the identities of real Americans, or in one case, a dead baby from Canada, which is how it got the name Operation Ghost Stories, and went to American universities. One of them got an advanced degree from Harvard. One of them took up a tax law practice operating under the name Cynthia Murphy, and she was the one who infiltrated Hillary Clinton's inner circle in about 2008. By going to work for Hillary's campaign finance chairman, a New York investment banker.
This is when Hillary was in the course of running for president the first time around.
That's right, when she was a senator, and when she was a senator from New York. This was a New York-based ring. It infiltrated her political machine in New York, which also happened to be Chuck Schumer's political machine. And of course, he is the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Schumer's responsible for oversight of the FBI. So it was a big, big deal. Have you ever heard Schumer breathe a word about this?
Not that I can recall, Michael Waller, but I haven't heard Hillary Clinton breathe a word about it either. So just very quickly, Michael, because we're going to run out of time before we run out of topics to discuss with you about this. What did Hillary know and when did she know it about this ring and its purpose?
Well, this is the mystery, because when these spies were busted and when it became public, her spokesman told ABC News that it was not targeted at her. And later on, another spokesman told ABC this had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. So you know it was a lie from the get-go. It's simply not possible that the FBI could be on top of a spy ring for 10 years that targeted the person who would become Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State didn't know.
And so what did she do when the spy ring was busted? Did she have a hand in its busting? But either way, what did she do then?
No, she didn't have a hand in its busting, but the bust came the night before Bill Clinton was in Moscow as a guest of Putin's favorite bank, giving a $500,000 speech and being paid out of the Kremlin, and then visiting Putin in his own house. So there's a lot here that's just a lot of questions that are raised. But what Hillary did was, normally when we arrest spies, we keep them as long as we can so we can get as good a bargain as we can in a great spy swap with the other side, or turn them or something like that.
Or at the very least, interrogate them properly to find out what they were up to, right?
Exactly. But we can get diplomatic concessions. In this case, she went with unusual speed to get him out of town.
She personally was involved?
She personally supervised the spy swap.
And what was the term of the spy swap?
Well, these were 10 of Russia's finest deep cover spies. They invested a fortune in these spies. And what did we get back? We get back one Russian intelligence officer who had been working for the United States. So that's good. And then one who had been working for the British, one who hadn't been spying on anybody at all. He was just considered a human rights case. And another one was an elderly KGB officer who the Soviets had accused of spying, but not even a communist court could convict him. So that was a nothing. So really, it was a lopsided trade in favor of Putin just to get these spies out of town.
This is really the point. And Michael, of course, we're having this conversation at a moment when there are very, very troubling questions being raised about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Podesta, others in Clinton world who were actually colluding with the Russians. I mean, we're of course, being told it's Donald Trump and his campaign that have been involved in such things, but we have abundant evidence that the Clinton team had been, for sure. And some of the individuals who were supposedly on the case looking into such collusion are now featuring, unbelievably, in this other investigation of Trump. What do you make of all of this?
It's just a mess. I honestly don't know what to make about it, which is why I've been quiet about it for so long. I've been trying to figure it out. But you have former FBI Director Mueller and former FBI Director Comey both knew about this Russian penetration network. And Comey was director when it had actually gone after Hillary Clinton. There's no way that he did not know. This was a very close held at very high level investigation. And it would have been, and it was really a real prize of the FBI. It's a great credit to our agents for running this operation. But Comey knew about this and about the personal recruitment and infiltration of Hillary. In fact, the FBI said in a court document, we had to cut the case short because it was getting too close to a sitting cabinet member. So they flat out said this, yet Comey, have you heard him say a word about this at all?
Yeah. No, there's been no disclosure, as far as I can tell, from any of these guys about their role in it, let alone that it would, you would think, disqualify them from being engaged in the kind of activity that they're now, you know, involved in. Comey as a prominent witness, and Mueller as an investigator, and Rob Rosenstein as at the time the U.S. attorney who was looking into the Uranium One caper. Michael Waller, there is so much here. I think we need to get you back in the very near future to work through this assiduously, because what you've shared with us is, well, it sounds like a plot out of The Americans, you know, but vastly richer. I mean, maybe it's The Americans cum the House of Cards. I don't know, but it's got an incredible plot twists and turns here. And if it weren't so dreadfully serious in terms of national policy and security, it would be just very entertaining. But of course, it's all of that. We need to pick up with you again on this, Michael Weller, very soon, if we can. And thank you for your time today and the great piece that you filed last Friday at the Daily Caller, Hillary Clinton's Russian Ghost Stories. Check it out, folks. Next up, we'll speak with Claudia Rosette. She's been doing some uncovering of her own about Samantha Power and the unmasking of American citizens. That and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.